obviously we've got an audience that's also grain producers, and you know, I don't want to say that the market's higher than it, you know, ought to be or whatever. I guess anybody that's raising corn is probably thinking that it ought to be a little higher than this, because I would say for most of the guys we're sitting here at below break-even levels. But you know, to sit here and say that the news changed a lot from a week ago, that that's why we're 12 or 15 cents off of the lows, I don't sense that the conditions are much different. I believe you could probably come up with a few spots here that are less than perfect from the standpoint of being too wet. But, you know, we're certainly not talking about putting any threat of a drought threat or anything like that, of a genuine weather premium. I think what happened here on the grains, I guess I'm guilty of it too, I think maybe we got a little too bearish, maybe too complacent. I'll just sell it every day. It goes down every day. The funds in particular have got a big, big, big short position. And I think we're just seeing, you know, the market kind of counterbalance itself. Whenever everybody goes stands on one end of the boat, you know what happens to the boat. So I would use any kind of decent corrective bounce here to do some marketing. I think December corn between 386 and 393, that in that window there, I think is a spot where if I was a hedger, which I am, I would be very, very tuned in there.
It is an El Nino type of year. How much are you guys taking that into a factor when you trade these grains?
Now, that's a good question. I you know, everybody's probably heard by now that we have not had below a trend line yield yet during an El Nino year. It's almost like the guy on your softball team, you know, that hasn't had a hit in 2.5 years. Every time he goes up, you tell him he's due, even though you all go get your glove because you know he's probably not going to get a hit anyway. I guess you have to. I mean, that's what we do in this business. You take the news and you sort the good and the bad, and you try to weigh the two, and you take your shot. You know, you take that along with, you know, what looks to be good weather so far for this crop year. You look at what happened with what we've got left over from last year, record carryouts. Farmer owns a lot of old crop corn. You know, to me, you still got a balance of the news that for me at least makes me lean toward the negative side of things.